Welcome to the Jackson Group Lab Tour. Now we are located in the large lab, which is shared by 4 groups who do the research in the area of biological chemistry. And now I will take you to the first part of the lab tour. In the Jackson Group, we are working on the stability of therapeutic peptides and therapeutic proteins and also protein folding. Some of the instruments are located directly in the lab, but we are also using the facility in the Chemistry of Health or departmental NMR and mass spec facility. So in this lab, we have, for example, the plate reader that we use for the aggregation studies or for the enzymatic kinetics. This is the high throughput assay that enables us to monitor many samples at once. On this side of the lab, we have the instrument for fast performance chromatography that we use for protein purification and monitoring the peptide oligomerization. This specifically is the size exclusion chromatography that we use for separating of the species of different size of aggregating peptide or protein. Now we are in the Molecular Production and Characterization Center that our group also largely uses. Instruments that are located here are used, for example, for determination of the secondary structure of proteins or peptides, for measuring of the kinetic processes. This is the fluorimeter that enables us to do actually many types of the experiments for probing the tertiary structure of the proteins or peptides, or for subkinetic studies measurements. This machine, the circular dichroism, for example, enables us to characterize the secondary structure of the peptide or protein by measuring its spectra in far UV and near UV CD range.
So another instrument that we have here is the stopped flow. This enables us to measure fluorescence or absorbance over time. So basically, the solutions are mixed very quickly, and that way we can monitor what is happening. So in the Jackson group, we use it mainly to measure unfolding and refolding kinetics of proteins, and that basically gives us information on the transition state in the physical stability, basically, of proteins. So it gives us information on the kinetic stability.
Thank you for following us during this lab tour.
And if you want to have more information, please feel free to Google Sophie Jackson's chemistry webpage. See you soon.